Welcome to the Sex Talk Cafe, a podcast about the transformative and healing power of sex, pleasure, and embodied sexuality. I'm your host, Morgan Susan Taylor. I'm a sex therapist and specialist in women's sexuality and the founder of the Pathway to Pleasure Collective, where I am passionate about normalizing the conversation on sexuality while building a bridge between the sexual and the spiritual. I created the Sex Talk Cafe as a place for you to learn from the experts in the field of somatic sex education, sex therapy, and sacred sexuality so that you can remove the mystery from sex, release guilt and shame, and learn to live a sexually empowered life filled with more confidence, connection, intimacy, and love. Thank you for joining me. Today's podcast topic is about self-pleasure, and another word for self-pleasure is mindful erotic practice. And I really love this topic because I find that there's many times as a sex therapist, I hear a lot of resistance to the idea of cultivating a self-pleasure practice or a mindful erotic practice. And many times I primarily work with women, though I do also work with couples and sometimes men. But what I hear a lot most of the time from women, particularly if they're not in a relationship, the excuse that I hear is, I'm not in a relationship, so what's the point? I also hear a lot of times during self-pleasure, sometimes women don't feel that much. I don't feel anything. Or perhaps you feel negative emotions arise when you start to touch yourself. I've also heard some women say that I feel awkward or shameful about touching myself and it's not pleasurable, or I would prefer someone else touch me rather than touch myself. I've also heard, well, nothing happens when I touch myself, or I don't, or I can't orgasm. And then the all too common one, I don't have time and I'm too much in my head. So what I'd love to do with you today is share really why a self-pleasure practice is so important and so critical really to our capacity to experience more expanded pleasure, more connection, more intimacy, more radiance, and really more love ultimately at the end of the day. So why should you care? Let's talk about some of the benefits of having a mindful erotic practice. And I'm using that word interchangeably with self-pleasure practice, and really what I'm referring to when I say these words, self-pleasure practice or mindful erotic practice, what I'm talking about could also be referred to as masturbation. But I really prefer the word self-pleasure or mindful erotic practice over masturbation, partly because the associations that we have with the word masturbation really tend to be mostly focused on just getting off or just having an orgasm. And mindful erotic practice or self-pleasure practice is really much, much more than that. It's much broader. And I'm going to talk about a little bit about that more here in a minute. But first, I want to talk about the benefits and, like, why should you care? Because as I just read through that list of excuses or these common obstacles that many of us come up against when we hear the word self-pleasure, we think about masturbation even, you know, really, we're really robbing ourselves of an opportunity to what I'm calling like to fill our erotic bank account. So in the Taoist sexuality practices, many of these practices are geared towards actually activating the sexual energy and being able to move that energy through the body for the purposes of healing, productivity, of vitality, and health. So it's not just something to be used for sexual intercourse or a sexual engagement with another person, but really our erotic energy and our creative life force energy, which is what I believe sexual energy is really something that we have access to. We have the capacity to actually cultivate that in allow that energy to become a source of our aliveness and a source of our creativity in the world. We can use that to actually feed our creations, to nourish our bodies, and also to nourish our relationships. It's a way to actually feel more alive and more connected. So a self-pleasure practice, a mindful erotic practice, is really a regular engagement of working with that energy in your body through self-touch and through ultimately self-pleasure. Though I will address some of these other obstacles that come up for women who perhaps don't feel like it's terribly pleasurable, or perhaps you're not feeling much of anything when you touch your own body. So I'm going to address some of that and why engaging in a self-pleasure practice is actually the ideal solution to that problem. Now, a self-pleasure practice is also an ideal solution for many women who identify as having a low libido or a low sex drive. And part of the reason for that is because when we start to really engage our bodies and engage our erotic energy. And actually, using a mindful erotic practice as a way to awaken and arouse that sexual energy, it's a way of igniting and actually turning that on. Another way to think of it, it's a way to actually turn on our sexual accelerator. So in another broadcast, I will talk to you about the what's called the dual control model. There's an author and a researcher named Emily Nagoski who describes this beautifully. But basically, we have a sexual nervous system, just like we have a regular nervous system. Our sexuality is really wired in a very similar way, where we have an accelerator and a brakes. So I won't go into detail on that, but if you can think of the accelerator, like just like what it sounds, it turns the energy on, it ignites, it gets things going. So self-pleasure is a way to start to ignite that sexual energy, to get it going, get it turned on, and get it moving, so to speak. A self-pleasure practice is also a way to get the brakes off. So some people are wired with very high brakes, like really holding on real tight, and a lot of tension in the body and tension in the mind, which is the absolute antithesis to pleasure and orgasm, and it will absolutely kill the desire as well for sex and lovemaking. So self-pleasure can help get the brakes off. It's also a phenomenal way to sensitize your body. And by sensitization, what I mean is that many times our bodies are sometimes we're not, we have to actually work on the capacity to feel any, really to feel sensation in the body. And a self-pleasure practice is a way to do that, to actually develop and increase the capacity to feel sensation in the body. Sometimes as well, our bodies have actually become desensitized. So if we've become really accustomed to a certain style of lovemaking, or even, you know, the frequent use of things like pornography, or even the frequent reliance on the use of something like vibrators, even those things can actually desensitize our bodies to the capacity to feel just sort of finer tuned touch and gentler, lighter touch. So a self-pleasure practice can help to resensitize the nerve endings in those parts of our bodies where perhaps from overstimulation, we sort of shut down their capacity to feel softer sensation or finer levels of sensation. It's also a wonderful way to discover what types of touch bring you pleasure. And I can't emphasize that enough, because one of the excuses that I hear is, well, I don't like touching myself. I would just prefer that my partner touch me. But, you know, the truth is that nobody else can know more about our bodies than we do. And many times we really give our power away to somebody else when we sort of just default to, well, I don't want to deal with it. I just want my partner to do it. We're actually completely abdicating our power over our own pleasure when we do that. High libido women, if you're a woman who identifies as having a high libido, a self-pleasure practice is also a wonderful way to start to learn how to use that sexual energy and to actually redirect it throughout the body to the organ systems and actually redirect it in a way that you can use it to vitalize your entire body. It's also a way to feel less sexually frustrated. Like if you don't feel like you're getting enough sex in your life, having a self-pleasure practice actually can be a way to sort of, again, because if you learn how to sort of redirect some of that sexual energy and you're learning to bring it upwards into the body, and I'll talk more about that maybe later or in another podcast, but then you're actually able to use that energy as a source of not just sort of wanting to get it off through sex or sexual activity, but as a way to actually increase your radiance, to increase your magnetism, and to have just more energy to go throughout your day. So men also benefit greatly through self-pleasure. I know I talk a lot about women and women's sexuality, that's my specialty, but men also benefit greatly through self-pleasure practice, and really in many of the same ways that I just mentioned for women. However, there's some added extra benefits for men. A self-pleasure practice is a phenomenal way for a man to train himself how to last longer in bed, and really that is the absolute starting point. If you want to learn how to last beyond a few minutes or several minutes or even 20 minutes, learning and training your body through mindful erotic practice, through self-pleasure, is the very first step in getting there. And it's also, as a result, a cure for the habit of early ejaculation. So if that's something that you or your partner struggle with, it's really about learning to slow things down and touch yourself in a different way, where you're not just touching yourself as a way just to get off and have an orgasm, but actually learning to slow down and starting to cultivate your capacity to feel finer sensations and to actually be able to back off when you get right up at that edge. There's actually a technique referred to as edging, which you may have heard of. And through self-pleasure is really how you start to develop that capacity to actually be able to last much, much longer during sex, which, as I think I talked about in my last podcast, that's really also a key to igniting the feminine energy. Our bodies need more time often, and our sexual energy runs cooler. It takes a little bit longer to get the accelerator going and to really get it warmed up. When a man learns to last longer, that can also really help his partner's sexual energy to expand, to open, and to really turn on her desire for sex. So there's lots of benefits just in that little piece there. It's also a way to aid in overcoming erection difficulties. So even challenges with erection, the self-pleasure practice is just a phenomenal place to start to really start to confront what's underneath some of those erection challenges. So I talk about this, you know, the mindful erotic practice, the self-pleasure, is a way to fill your erotic bank account. And what I mean by that, again, is that through actively working with our sexual energy and actively learning how to turn it on and direct it to where we want and need it, you know, maybe that is into a sexual relationship, maybe it's into a business project, maybe it's just to circulate that energy through the body, just to have more energy and more radiance. This is all like we're putting money in the bank, but into our erotic bank account. And we can eventually draw from that energy anytime that we wish. As women, the self-pleasure practice is really the critical factor in cultivating these feminine qualities that we call radiance, magnetism, flow. So many women want that. We want to feel radiant and beautiful and magnetic. It's like that woman that walks into the room and lights up the whole room. And a self-pleasure practice is actually one of the ways that you get that light. You turn that light on, and you do it from within your own body through activating this erotic energy and learning how to actually circulate it through your body rather than just sort of throwing it off or being grabby with it. Or, you know, I know a lot of women get afraid of attracting unwanted sexual attention, but the truth around that is that when we're actually inhabiting our sexuality and we're embodying our sexual energy in a very grounded and healthy way, we don't get that kind of yucky, grabby sexual attention from men. It doesn't draw that in. What tends to draw that grabby attention in is when we're disconnected from our sexuality. And when it has a distortion in the way that it's flowing through our bodies, that's actually where we get more of that unwanted sexual attention. So another added benefit, ladies, of learning and engaging a regular practice of self-pleasure will help you to embody your sexuality more, be more connected to it and more grounded in it so that you get less of that negative type of sexual attention, hopefully more of the positive type. Another thing is that our brains they're not really trained to automatically notice pleasure. And part of the reason for that is due to just our evolutionary constitution, that we have been trained to notice threats in the environment and to react to them quickly. So that has to do with a little structure in the brain called the amygdala. And the amygdala, one of its roles is to scan for threats in the environment. It also has another role. It's also designed to notice positive stimuli in the environment and then to assign value to each of those, to either positive or negative, and then tell the body how to respond and how to react. That amygdala in the brain is influenced by all of the sensory cues from our body, from the visual, the auditory, the olfactory, tactile, and touch. It perceives pleasure and pain. And then it's also responsible for how the body or how we respond to that. It activates that fight or flight response when danger is nearby, but it also can help us to connect more with our response to relaxation and to pleasure. And the thing is, however, is that, again, because from an evolutionary perspective, our response to threat and to danger was really what kept us alive, right? It's like, oh, there's a tiger, run, so we'll stay alive. So we're a little bit out of balance many times in our brain. Our brains are more wired to notice threats and danger than they are wired to notice pleasure. So that's kind of the good news and the bad news. The good news here is that we can actually train our brains and train our bodies to start to notice pleasure rather than threat or pain or danger. And one of the ways that we do that is through the cultivation of a regular practice, a regular mindful erotic practice, or a regular practice of self-pleasure. And the key to that is to take time to begin to notice the pleasure, or what's called savoring what one of my teachers refers to as savoring the pleasure. So allowing time after we engage in masturbation or a mindful self-pleasure time with ourselves, so we actually allow space to really notice the things that feel pleasurable and to savor them, to spend at least a couple or 3 minutes of actually just being in that place. It creates a new association in our brain with pleasure, a new positive association with the brain for pleasure. And then over time, we gradually continue to expand our capacity to notice and to feel and to receive pleasure, not necessarily even just from our bodies and from touching ourselves, but also from our environment, where we can walk outside on a beautiful day and literally feel the sensation of the sun and the wind permeating the body as a pleasurable sensation. One of the definitions of orgasm that's absolutely my favorite is orgasm is the capacity to receive and respond to pleasure. And when we start to look at orgasm from that perspective, it's merely the capacity to receive and respond to pleasure. Not necessarily how we tend to think of orgasm as this event in time and space and the fireworks go off and bam and it's done and we all roll over and go to sleep, right? But from a much broader perspective, and when we start to train our bodies to notice and pay attention to pleasure, to make positive associations with pleasure, then we can really step into that orgasmic state where as we move through the world, we feel connected, we feel alive, and we can start to receive pleasure literally just from our environment, like I said, from walking outside, or perhaps a bus drives by and the gush of the energy and the wind from the bus driving by fills your body and it actually feels pleasurable. So it's really about fine-tuning our nerve endings in not just the genitals, but actually in our entire bodies to be able to receive more and to respond more to that pleasure. Now, this takes some work, so it's not something that you can really go from being totally shut down to being totally orgasmic, you know, just maybe with a couple of self-pleasure dates, what I like to call pleasure dates. I'll get into that in a minute. It's really something that over time we gradually increase our capacity to feel more in our bodies. And in this way, we're retraining the brain. We're actually creating new neural pathways in our brain. So if you've heard the term neuroplasticity, self-pleasure is really a way to actually rewire our brains for pleasure. That's actually one of the things that we're doing when we engage in this practice. We're training our sexual nervous system, so to speak. Now, as we're starting to step into this idea of training our brains and training our nervous systems and increasing our capacity for pleasure, what I also want to point out is that many times when we start off on this path, you're going to run into a couple of things. One, maybe you don't feel anything. So many, many women experience numbness or lack of sensation in their genitals. That's actually a very, very common thing. But I want to say here that just because that's common or what some would say normal, I really disagree. I think we have to start looking and asking what else is possible. Even though many women experience that, I know for a fact and from personal experience that more is possible and so much more is available to us. So to not just accept that that's just the way it is, like, oh, my body's numb, I don't feel anything, I'm not even going to bother. Because as we start to touch ourselves and awaken our genitals, awaken our nerve endings in our hands and in other parts of our body, we're starting to wake those nerve endings up. So slowly and gradually, you will start to feel more if you stay with it. There's another piece to this, however, when there's numbness and lack of sensation or pain, when we're feeling those things in our body or specifically in our genitals, many times that is a result of tension being held in the body and specifically in the form of emotional tension. So part of this cultivation of capacity to feel more pleasure naturally calls us to also increase our capacity to feel more of the negative emotions, because the negative emotions are the ones typically that we were not allowed to express for one reason or another. Perhaps you grew up in a family where it wasn't okay to express anger, so you shut down anger, and eventually as you shut down anger, you probably also shut down your capacity maybe to even express happiness and joy. So there's just sort of a dead zone there. That translates into numbness in the body. that actual shutdown of our emotions as women, specifically in women's sexuality. Our emotions are highly, highly, highly connected to our capacity for sexual pleasure and for deeper and more expanded orgasmic experiences. So it's really common as you start to engage a practice of self-pleasure, mindful erotic practice, that you will start to feel some of these emotions arise. You might feel frustration, you might feel anger, you might feel annoyance, you might even feel shame. So my suggestion is that if those things are arising, that that's actually a good sign to actually allow yourself to go more deeply into that experience and into that feeling of anger or frustration, and to allow yourself to drop to the next layer beneath that. Because many times anger and frustration, those are surface emotions. There's a deeper level under that, that if you can access that, the floodgates will release. You might actually start to cry and have a major emotional release. And what you're doing is you're releasing those emotions from the body, and specifically when we're talking about genital stimulation, from the genitals. When we do that, when we start to allow those emotions to actually move through the body and express out through our emotional expression, what you'll notice is the tissues actually start to develop more sensitivity to touch. And we start to allow more room also for our capacity to feel pleasure. So it's a really important thing to remember that what we're really doing is expanding our capacity to feel. And in doing that, we have to welcome the feelings of everything that's arising within that moment. If you're trying to not feel, or you're trying to control these negative emotions that come up, like, you know, there's this program or this myth idea out there that, I'm not supposed to feel negative feelings. It sucks, and I'm supposed to be joyful and happy, and it's supposed to feel pleasurable. So I'm just going to grit my teeth and make it feel this certain way. You're completely activating the opposite and wrong part of your brain when you do that, and you're creating more tension and more resistance in the body. Anytime that there's tension or resistance in the body, we're absolutely like turning the hose off, right? We're siphoning off the hose of sexual energy, and we're draining our erotic bank accounts when we do that. We're actually not even opening the way for erotic energy to flow in to our bank accounts, our erotic bank accounts, when we're doing that. So that's really, really important just to remember that anything and everything that arises as you begin on a mindful erotic practice is welcome, and to actually invite it in and to practice allowing yourself to feel the feeling of that emotion or that particular sensation in the body. And I just find that this whole emotional piece, it's particularly true when there's either pain or numbness in the body. So if you're encountering those two things, which probably you will at some point, to understand that to stay with it, to stay with the feeling of numb, or to stay with that painful feeling, and to just relax. It's almost like a relaxing into. If you can think of like a melting into that sensation of numbness, or a melting into the feeling of the pain, and inviting the whatever's under it to come out. And when I say that, I mean the emotions that are trapped under there. They will eventually come out. We have to go into this, however, with an approach of deep love and self-compassion. So we're never going in trying to force something to happen or make something happen, because again, that creates resistance, right? Which totally shuts down our sexual energy. But really coming in with a heart of love and curiosity and gentleness. And if you can come at a self-pleasure practice with that kind of energy and that approach, you will absolutely start to transform your experience of pleasure and your own sexuality. And you will start to turn on your sexual energy, and you will start to fill your erotic bank account with that energy that you can start to use just to feel radiant and alive and beautiful and even aroused and sexy and turning on your desire for sex. Now, one thing I want to say as well, I think also when we hear the word self-pleasure, many times like our immediate thought just goes to the genitals, it's like just to masturbation. I'm just supposed to try to make myself feel good in my genitals. And really what I want to say is to have a broader relationship with your body and with pleasure. Realize that your entire body is really an erogenous zone, that we can derive sexual pleasure even from really almost any part of our bodies, not necessarily just the genitals. So part of a self-pleasure practice should also incorporate the waking up of other parts of our body, the waking up of the hands, the waking up of the nerves on the the legs, and maybe the arms, and also specifically for women, the breasts, actually waking up the breasts. In women's sexuality, our sexual energy actually arises from the breast area. And I talk about this a lot in some of my women's courses that I teach, but the way that our body is designed is like a magnet. We have a positive pole and a negative pole. And in the female body, our negative pole is our vagina, our positive pole is our breast. Energy can only be raised from a positive pole. So really, ideally, a self-pleasure practice, once we wake up other parts of our body, as we move towards the sexual aspect of self-pleasure, if you begin by waking up your breasts, by massaging your breasts, holding your awareness and your attention on your breasts, that will actually greatly aid the process of activating and awakening the sexual energy in the genitals. So that's just a little self-pleasure tip for you. And I've also created on my website, if you would like more resources around how to have a self-pleasure practice, what I call a pleasure date, go to my website at pathwaytopleasure.com/resources, and there's some downloadable tips and guides for you for how to engage a self-pleasure practice and how to do it in a way that will work for you, in a way that you can start to really use it also to move through some of the conditioning perhaps that you might have around your body, the cultural conditioning, religious conditioning, these things we hold in our body, things like shame or tension or embarrassment around our sexuality and genitals, all of those things. So I give you some good tips and tools for how to actually create a mindful erotic practice. You can go again and get that at pathwaytopleasure.com/resources. So as you're thinking about this, now that you know some of the benefits for creating what I would call a pleasure date, and a pleasure date being where you set aside a specific time at regular intervals, so once a week, three times a week, once a day, whatever works for you, where you are actually creating a date with yourself and with your own body to practice pleasure, to actually engage some of these practices. And like I said, if a self-pleasure practice doesn't feel pleasurable to you at first, consider it a sensation mapping practice where you're actually taking time with your own body to map the sensations happening in your body. It's another really nice way to look at it, and also really useful, a very useful tool to start to awaken the parts of your body perhaps that have numbness, to release some of the emotional or tension that's held in areas where you have pain. And you can do that by calling this a sensation mapping practice. Now, if you're not in a relationship, what I want to say to that excuse is that it's actually almost more ideal to work on your own sexuality when you're not in a relationship. And part of the reason for that is because you don't then have sort of the added distraction of another person, which I've seen that actually arise as an obstacle for some women when they're trying to engage this practice for themselves. Sometimes it can be more difficult to have a partner, especially if you live together, you've got to find time to step away. And you know, there's a whole other set of challenges that come when you have a partner. So if you're single, it's ideal to begin to work with your own sexual energy. You don't have the distraction of another person. And I would hope that after learning some of these many, many benefits to self-pleasure, that you would see the value in it, regardless of whether or not you're going to use that energy for actual sexual intercourse. Because like I said, we're learning how to fill our erotic bank accounts, to fill our energetic bank accounts. We can use that erotic energy for so many other things aside from just having sex. So to think about your pleasure and your erotic energy is really something that exists for you and for your pleasure, for your capacity to feel really good and awaken and to feel alive. And I don't really know anybody who doesn't want more of that. So whether or not you're in a relationship, it doesn't matter. Self-pleasure is still a really important foundational practice that will really help aid you in your capacity to be happier in life in general. It's also a really useful tool to learn how to get out of your head. So we're really trained in our culture to live in our minds, and we're really rewarded for living in our heads, not so much for living in the body. So it can be a really big challenge for many women in sex to get out of their heads and into their bodies. And sex happens in the body. Pleasure actually happens in our body, not up in our heads. Yes, we can use our mind as a tool, we can use fantasy as a tool, to get arousal stimulated and going, but actual sex and actual arousal happen in our bodies, not in our heads. So part of a self-pleasure practice is also a way, a means, to learn how to train yourself out of your mind and into your body. The absolute quickest way to do that is through physical sensation, through noticing the physical sensations happening in the body. So anytime that you're stuck in your head, or if you're trying to engage a self-pleasure practice and you find that you're up in your head and thinking about a million other things, you're like, this just isn't working, I'm just going to just forget it, close up shop, and just go take care of my grocery list instead. What I want you to think instead is, oh, wait a minute, come back into my body. What do I notice in my body right now? What sensations are present? And start to just notice them and name them. Perhaps you just feel a tingling or a warmth or a coolness or a numbness or a tightness. That will be the fastest way to get out of your head and get more present in your body. And in doing that, you begin to rewire the neurons in your brain and also rewire your awareness to become more present in the body. The more and more that you do this, the more and more that you practice this, the more and more you will be able to stay present in your body, which is where, like I said before, that's where we experience pleasure. And it's how we start to increase our capacity to receive and respond to pleasure, aka orgasm. I've not met very many people who don't want more of that in their lives either. So thanks so much for joining me today. I'll be here with you next week. I'll be having my lovely friend and colleague, Melissa Mango, online with me for a wonderful interview on sacred root massage. So I hope you'll join me next week for that fabulous interview. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you for joining me today for the Sex Talk Cafe. Please be sure to show your support by subscribing to this podcast series and sharing it with your community. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.